Be'ez Hashem Yisboch will begin Perek Chamish of Esrim, the 25th and final chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tumas Emes, and the laws relating to the Tumah that emanates from a corpse in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, the Rambam continues with additional laws as it relates to Tumah Tzutzah, which we spoke about in the previous Perek and in prior Perakim, and regarding Tumah Beluah, which is both that of crouched, which there's no space for Tumah, and regarding absorbed Tumah respectively, which in the Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding if there's Tumah beneath a pillar and in the wall. So Amud, regarding a pillar, Ha'imim B'teich HaBayis, that's standing inside a house slash room. The Tumah Tzutzah Tachtav, and there's a crouching Tumah, which means there's no space, there's no open space that's beneath it. So Tumah B'kasva Oilah, B'kasva Yirat, so the Tumah shoots up, shoots down, which is the Halacha by Tumah Tzutzah. The Ein Metamei L'Kenegar HaTumah L'Vat, and therefore it only contaminates that which is directly opposite the Tumah, in the vertical line. Now, V'mhoyu Pedach Yitzim Amudzeh, now if there was a blossom, a flower that was coming out from this beam, the kelim tachas haperech, and there are vessels beneath that flower. Hakelim tarim, the vessels are going to remain tahar. She'ena matama l'kenegad tumah, because it only contaminates directly opposite the tumah, not from the sides. And that's part of the chiddush, is that we don't qualify the pillar like as if it's like a slant of the flower, and we know the slant of oil is like oil. No, we consider it ritzutza. It only shoots up and down. Halacha beis. Now, v'im yesh b'mkayim ha'tumah, but if there is in the area where the tumah is tefach al tefach al rim, tefach a tefach square, cubed, tefach by a tefach squared with a height of a tefach, ha'reka kevasasim, then it's considered like a closed grave. U'metamah kol sevivav, then it contaminates in its all its perimeter. V'abayis kula tumah, therefore then the whole house is going to be tumah. Shadei hell al kaver, because it's considered like a grave, and it's all, the house is hovering over this grave, and therefore the whole room slash house becomes tumah. Halacha gimel. Tumah shabateich ha'kaisel, if there's tumah in the wall, and the area of the tumah in the wall is a tefach cubed. So all the stories, a skyscraper, all the apartments that are built on this wall, I feel like even 10 stories one on top of the other, they're all going to be tumah. Why? Because as we said, since it has this space of a tefach cube, it's considered like a closed grave all the way till the end of the wall. And it's the same wall that's going up on the side of the building all the way for the all the 10 stories. And therefore, so every one of the floors, ma'elos al kaver, is hovering over the grave. Now, let's say there was a house that was built on the side of the wall from one side, and a house built on the wall on the other side. Now, so that was on the first floor. The first floor, you had this wall, a house on either side. And then there was a second story that was built on top of those two houses, a one story, one big apartment on top of those two houses. So it comes out until the top of that wall that we said has tum in it, who be'emtza karkali is like in the middle of that second story apartment, because it's one big apartment. So so that second story is going to be tumei, like ever, because it's hovering over the grave, which is in this wall. But if let's say we have a third story, meaning a second upper story, which is built on top of the second story, that's going to be tar. Nishahin zu al gabizu, because you have the third floor on top of the second floor. Then kaisal tummy kaslan, and the wall that's tummy is not its wall, it's the roof of the second story separates the tumma from the third floor, and therefore that's going to remain tar. Halacha Dalet continues regarding what's called a pardesek in the wall, which the Rambam says, Chor Gadol, if there's a large hole, Shabbaavek Salim, in the thickness of the wall, Shaderech b'nei Adam la'saisal tashmash, where people utilize that for utility, and that's what's called pardesik, if there was tumah in that hole, in that crevice. Now, v'yesh olav glasses skudas, so it depends on the girsa. According to the girsa that's printed, and if there's closed doors, then the bay is tar, then the bay is going to be tar, but the Kesev Mishnah edits it, and therefore it would be even if there's closed doors, that actually Habayis is tummy. And the reason for that is because this is the classic halacha of Sefer Tumah Latzeis, which it will go through the doors of the house, and therefore the house will be tummy. Let's say the tumah was crouched, which squashed tumah in its ground, or in its wall, or in its roof. Then roin is kol achayr kula ikilu ha'atim. So then we view the whole hole with a W and the hole without a W, the whole hole as if it's closed up. And v'roin mekayim hatuma. What this is related to is that, let's say, imagine if, let's say, the thickness of the wall is 6 tvachim, And this paradisic, this hole that you use in the wall, is open to the outside. And this hole has a depth of 3 tvachim. And the tum is in the thickness of the wall, like we said, which we said either in the wall or in the floor or the roof. But let's say the case where it's in the wall. And it's at a distance of 2 tvachim from the house and a tefach from the hole of the paradisic, because the paradisic is taking up half the space of the wall. We don't say that the tumah is from the outer part of the wall because the thickness is only 3 tefachim, and it's 2 tefachim away from the house, only 1 tefach away from the paradisic. No, we view that hole as if it's closed up. So therefore, the thickness of the wall we're considering as is 6 tefachim. So it comes that the tumah is actually closer to the house than it is to the outside. And therefore, in that case, we're going to say, that's what we say, makam atum. We see now we look at the makam atum, if we qualify the hole also as part of the wall, if it's to the inner part of the wall, habay is tamen, the house is going to be tamen. If the tumah was in the outer half of the wall, then habay is tar, then the house is going to be tar. If it's in the middle, then habay is tamen, the house is going to be tamen. Halacha, hey, shnei far diskin, ze betzad ze. Let's say you have two of these holes, one on this side of the other, or one on top of the other, and their doors are closed. And tumah was in one of them, v'niftach, and its door open. So that hole and the house are going to be tummy. But v'chaveir tar, the other one, which its door is closed, which does act as a barrier, because here it would have to go in, and we said many times, tumah doesn't go in, it goes out. But you're right, if its door were to be open, the tumah would go into it, because it has the opening of a tefach. But since it's closed, it remains tar. If let's say the tumah was a closed up tumah in the structure, then we view them as if they're closed, as we said before, same thing in reverse. And we qualify it in whichever half it's in, like we said at the end of the previous halacha. Halacha above continues regarding if there's tumah in the doorstep of a house. If there's an olive size of a corpse, mudbuk baskupa sabayis, that's connected on the doorstep of the house, mibachutz, on the outer half, which is the place where there's no lintel on top of that. Oh, then abay is tar. Then the house is going to remain tar. Let's say it was tumer tzutza, it was crouching tumah, beneath the doorstep. Then yidin mechza mechza. Then we're going to qualify based on half and half. Hayimudbuk malamashke. If it was connected to the lintel, then actually habay is tummy. The house is going to be tummy. The reason for that is because the inner part is actually part of the house itself. So we view as if the whole lintel is considered bottle to the house. So no matter which part it's on, it's going to consider the whole house as tummy. Halacha zayin. Kelev sha'achol b'sah ames. A dog that ate flesh of a corpse. And the dog died within 3 days, specifically if the dog died, because if it was alive, it wouldn't be metame, because it's tumah blua. And they were saying it's within 3 days, so the flesh did not decompose yet. And vare mutal askupa, and the dog is laying there on the doorstep. So rein chalala tumah migufa. So we view the space of the tumah from his body, meaning the place where the tumah is in his stomach and the body. If the part that the dog is on, which is where you have the dead corpse inside the dog, is from the lintel and inside, habayis tamei, then house going to be tamei. But if it's from the part of the lintel from the outside, then the habayis tar, then we're going to say the house is going to remain tar. Halacha Ches continues regarding a woman who gave birth to a stillborn. If a woman has that her fetus died inside her womb, where there's a miscarriage, and it's still inside her womb. If the head of the fetus became the size, the top of the round part of the what's used in the weaving needle of shalshesi, of that of the threads that are used in the length of the weaving, and it like became like the head of that needle, that round ball. So then came in sheneftach harachem, atshenir harosh. So once the womb opens up, until the head is seen, nitma habayis mei uber. So then the house becomes tummy from the fetus. Af bishdan layotz, even it didn't come out yet, because that's considered as the tumah of of the fetus, which again is derech tomalatzis. Halacha tes heisha shemakshar leilim. If a woman is going through the pains of childbirth, the yotzim ibayis labayis, and she's going from room to room, the pila nevel or house to house, the pila nevel mais bayis sheni, and she ultimately miscarries the fetus, the dead fetus in the second house. The first house is going to have the tumah out of doubt because shema kashahisa boy. Maybe when she was in the first house, yotzer doisha shal nefal said maybe the head had already come out of this fetus, thus making it tummy. We don't know. Now, when we say this, kashlohay doisha nefal kapika shashasi, this is only when the head of the nefal actually was not the size of the head of that weaving needle. Aval mehegel doisha nefal kapika, but actually, if the head ultimately we see when she miscarried was the size of that bull, then the Bais Rishon Tar, actually we're going to say the first house is going to be Tar. Why? Because she'ilu niftach rachma sham, because if it would have been, as we're concerned for that, maybe the womb had opened up over there, she would not be able to walk to the second room. It's evident that if she walked to the second room and that's where she miscarried, it must have been, it didn't open up that amount, her womb didn't open up, and therefore, it's not tummy. Now, but lafikach, therefore, Haisin tells by Kapayim, but let's say she got to the second room because her friends took her by her shoulders, and they took her from house to house. Oh, then the Bais Rishon Tam B'Savik, in the first house, will have the Tam out of doubt. Although that it was that size, you're right, she herself could not have walked, but she was carried. And therefore, maybe it did open up in that other room, and therefore that room will be Tam out of Safik. If a woman miscarried the amniotic sac, which is where the fetus is in, the house is definitely tummy, because chazaka is a presumption who she'in shali b'lev lad, that we don't have an amniotic sac without a fetus, and therefore there must have been a fetus here that was miscarried. Halacha yudalef, misha yolda shnei yiladim. If someone gives birth to two children, echad chay v'echad meis, one living, one dead. So in a meis yatzar edition, if the miscarriage comes out first from the twins, sachay tar, the living one's going to be tar. In other words, that living fetus does not have a tumah of 7 days, and the fetus, the baby does not have to be sprayed day 3 and day 7 like touching a mess. Now, tumas erev it will have because it touched the mother, which touched the dead fetus, which and she's also tumah as like a yeledis, 7 days for a male and 14 days for a girl. But for the tumah shiva, that the living fetus is gmitar, shalei noga by mishiyas lava oilim, because he didn't touch the other baby when it came out into the ear space. And the fact that they touched in the mother's body is not tummy, as Ram says in Perek Chav, where it's inside the woman. Now, we obviously have to be talking about when the living one came out, the mess had already been taken out, because if not, then it would be tummy being in the same oil as the mess. Now, v'machaya tradition, if the living one came out first, then already tummy, then actually he will be tummy. Why? Shari ef, it's not possible, shal yigib by hames, that the dead baby didn't touch the living one, mishiyas lav oil, when it already come out to the ear space of the world. Why? Because the dead baby rolls after the living one, like a stone that has no living spirit, to hold itself back, and therefore definitely touched it right as it was coming out. And because when the mess comes out first, the living one doesn't go out right after because it holds itself back from rolling after the dead one. But something that has no living spirit automatically rolls to the opening, which is the opening of the womb. Lochid Beis, the isha shayol the blood mess. If a woman gives birth to a dead child, fill nevel cotton, even a miscarried infant, like we explained in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, haday tumei tumas shiva, so she has a tumah for 7 days of tumas mess. She has to be spared day 3, day 7, because she touched this dead body of the miscarriage, which obviously shows tumah as yeledis. If it was a girl, 14 days, but he would tumah tumas mess, so therefore we say that she's tumah for 7 days. Mesu bar b'tech me'eha. Now let's say the fetus died in the womb. Now the midwife stretched her hand into the woman's uterus and touched the baby. So the midwife is tummy for 7 days. But the woman's going to remain tar until the child comes out. Now the tummy of the midwife is only rabbinic law. Gzeru concern that she might touch the fetus once it's already in the vaginal canal, which is already considered on the outside. I'm not telling you, but biblically, the fact that she touched in the concealed area of the woman is not considered having touched a source of tumah. Since she's inside the insides of the baby's inside the insides of the woman, and they gave her tar, really biblically, whoever touched it is really tar. And similarly, if someone swallows a ring that's tumah, and then subsequently he goes and he swallows a tar ring, So of course, although the rings touch each other inside his intestines, in a maggot, that's not considered as having touch, because that's called blua, but tamei b'tumasa. So the tamei thing will remain tamei when it comes out of the body, but a tar b'tarasa, but the tar one will remain with its tara, which praiseworthy that the halachas of tumas mes, they start with tama, but they come out with, as we end off the last halacha, with tahara. Slikalu hichas tumas mes b'zat shemayim. We've concluded laws of tuma from a corpse with heavenly assistance.